Friday, Yud Cheshvan, the 23rd of October, Rabbi David Roth, Zemiris Series, Part 3, Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i.
So the morning just to start from Mekadesh Shvi'i, which is the topic today. It seems appropriate after a week where there's been morning and evening shurim in the Torah way, and in Oni Shabbos, I saw Vavaldich some Seifer, which I wanted to share here. We know the Shabbos is mentioned many times in the Torah, and it's mentioned specifically in the Parshas Hamon and Parshas Beshalach. And some Seifer says a Gevalt Gevot, which I think is relevant. He says that the Pasuk says, V'hoyo b'yoyim ha-shishi, v'echinu esa sheyoviyu, v'hoyo mishnea sheyilketu yoyim yoyim. The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told the Parsha Samon, HaKadosh Baruch said, Hini mamti lechem lechem en ha-shamayim, lo b'yeshefa of mom. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'hoyo b'yoyim ha-shishi, v'echinu esa sheyoviyu, v'hoyo mishnea ala sheyilketu yoyim yoyim. That when the meichin for Shabbos, the mon will be double, and that's why we have lechem mishnah on Shabbos, zeichel mon, which was double. Later on, the pasuk says the Klal Yisrael will look at the mon, vayilki to oisa baboike baboike, vayhi bayom hashishi look to lechem mishne, and they came to Moshe, vayigidu le Moshe. Says the pasuk, vayom aleh. Moshe said back to them, who ashedib Hashem, Shabbos and Shabbos kodesh l'Hashem mocha. Es asher toif vayifah, tash devash levashelu. Says the Ksam Sofer, what was going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu said that the Shefa of Shabbos, which is Lechem Mishneh, the bracha which we show you in the morn, will be Alidei the Hachona, the Klal Yisrael Amechen, the Macholim for Shabbos. Through preparing for Shabbos, Vechinu Esashe Yoviyu, Vohoyo Mishneh, Al Ashe Yilk to Yom Yom. Which implies, says the Ksam Sofer, that when Klal Yisrael take the morn back home, and they do, and prepare the Macholim Shabbos, that's when the bracha of Shabbos will be chal, will be nitfas on the morn, and then it will double. However, what Klal Yisrael was saying to him was, "Vayibirim Hashishi, loktu lechem mishne shnei oim alecha." Already b'shas the lekita samon when he picked up the morn, so some say this loktu lechem mishne was already double b'shas lekita, and that's what Klal Yisrael never understood. Klal Yisrael understood that the brocha, the shefa, where the shefa doubles, and the brocha of the morn, which says vayvorech lekim chazal dashen vayvorech lekim b'mashvi. The kefal happened on the achona for Shabbos. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. The chinu sashi yoviu v'hoyo mishne. That's when it will turn double. Says some soif v'moyde kazach. He says the Gemara says in Tfilas Hashacha, as machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachomim when Shachris ad arba shois, as Rabbi Yehuda Chachomim say ad chatzois. So he says that it says that the Gemara says in Brochus that it says the. V'cham Hashemesh v'nomos, when did the mon melt? The mon melted b'shor revis. So the more I learned, why the shor revis? How do we know? It says, v'ilke tu oisoi, ba'boike ba'boike. So the more says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that boike goes till arba shois. The fact it says, ba'boike ba'boike, is makdim shoachas. So the lekita was for the first sholosh shois of the yom. That's when they collected the mon. And kun chachomim, that boike is ad chatzois. Baboike, baboike says in one, chalkeu lishnei v'karim. You split at chatzois. You split the 6 hours, say from alois till chatzois, so you left at sholosh shois. It says in Gemara, bein lo Rabbi Yehuda, bein lo Chachomim, the lekita samon was baboike, baboike was b'sholosh shois. And then the chama shemesh v'nomos, what was left over melted in the sand of shor avis. So some says to also made a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that the sholosh shois b'yoyim, the first 3 hours of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev V'Oisik B'Toyah. Says Chassam Sofer, and says the Loshna Chassam Sofer, he says, Osak Oz B'Zman Lekita Samon, B'Shas Lekita Samon, L'Sholosh Shois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Oisik K'V'Yochol, B'N Yonim Masech T'Shabbos. V'Al Yidei Zeh Nisrabah Hamon. Says Chassam Sofer, through the Limud, in Yonim Shabbos, that's how the Shefa was Nisrabah in the Mon. So he says, Moedik, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. The Moshe Rabbeinu said, when he came to him and he said, "Vayilktu oisoi, vayhi bayom hashishi loktu lechem mishne," that some slaves medayik loktu the melakit lechem mishne. B'shas they picked up the mon, it was double. They came to Moshe. They did vaygidu the Moshe. They didn't understand. You told us that achona for Shabbos brings the shefa. We haven't yet prepared it. We just picked it up. Why is it already being a srabah? Why is it already doubled? It says vayoyim aleim hu ashedibe Hashem Shabbos and Shabbos kodesh l'Hashem, because hu ashedibe Hashem because the Kodesh Baruch Hu k'vayochol retin lenin in Yoni Shabbos. That's what brought the Shefa. But he says the Loshen is, of the Chassam Sofer, Keshem Shachona the Shabbos, maybe Brocha Vashpo, Kach HaLimud Binyoni Shabbos, Mesech the Shabbos, maybe Hashpo Yisera. So just thought it's relevant after the week of Torah is at Shurim for morning and evening, in Binyoni Shabbos, that Be'ez Hashem, Tov Yalechem Brocha. The Kol Mekadosh Shvi, there was a few Dikdukim, which the Mefoshim, I sort of pick up on. One is, we start with Kol Mekadosh Shvi, and then we say Shem Shabbos. We see Shabbos is referred to as Yom HaShvi, and also as Shabbos. So there's a Richas in the Sivas Sholem and the Pshim Shem Pinkas, and this, maybe we'll touch that soon. Continue. Story Harbim Oid Al Pifa Oloi, that the Schar for Shabbos is Harbim Oid Al Pifa Oloi, according to the actions that a person puts into Shabbos. So there's the Gemara, the Eitz Yosef explains the Hemshech of Schori Habim Oid Al Pifa Oloi with the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, Dashen to Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ashrei Enoi Shiasa Zois Kol Shoyim in Shabbos Mechal Eloi. So the Gemara says, Pasuk Pshat is, Ashrei fortunate is a man with Shoyim in Shabbos Mechal Eloi. Pasuk uses the word Enoi. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Ashrei Enoi Shat Afilu Oivid Avoid Zorah Kedoi Enoi Moich Lenoi. Even if somebody is Chas V'Shalom, Oivid Avoid Zorah Kedoi Enoi Doi Enoi Oivid Avoid Zorah Moich Lenoi, through Shabbos he has a Mechila. It's mochul for him. And they try to explain, that's Pshat, Schorei Habim Oid, Al Pifa Oloi, that through Shmir Shabbos, is such a schadik, the Mechila Savoynes, even on such a very chamur like a void is Zorah. So, there's a kasha of the Taz in Simon Reish Mem Beis, he asks a kasha, what's Pshat in this Chazal? The Torah brings it. As called a Shabbos, Shabbos Kilchosay, I feel over the Zor Ke'enosh Moichdenoi. Says Ikele Meidak, you can ask, what are we talking about here? If he didn't do tshuva, Shabbos my Mahanda, what does it help if he didn't do tshuva? How can Shabbos alone be facilitated kapara? He also tshuva, Shabbos Zomali. If he did do tshuva, why do you need Shabbos? So he says, the Taz says that really it's talking about he did do tshuva. But tshuva doesn't help because there's gimel or dalet chiluki kapara, the Gemara says in Yuma, that oval krisis amisis bezdin, tshuva and Yom Kippur is toila, visurin mamarkin. If somebody is over on a chiv koris amisis bezdin, which avodah zarah is that, then there's no tshuva, doesn't help. Tshuva is only toila. But one needs yisurin to be mamarik, rachman litzlan, yisurin is mamarik and is finishes off the kapara. The Gemara continues there that Chil Hashem needs even Misa to be Mechapa Tshuva doesn't help. So it says it has, Komash Malon Kan, the Chiddush of this Mama Chazal is, the Vasoyfe Tshuva, if in addition to doing Tshuva, Shoyim Shabbos Kil Chosoy, Mahani Tshuva Shehi Nimchaloi. So it's a Chiddush, in the Dal Chiluki Kapara, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Taz is Mechadish, that even though normally for Avon Misa, Kisus Bezin, one would need Tshuva is not enough, and we need Yisurin Numerik in Echwan Litzlan. Or for Chil Hashem, the different Gersois in the Taz, if he's talking about also the Chil Kapar of Chil Hashem, then one would need Echwan Litzlan Misa. But through Shabbos, Tshuva plus Shabbos will help. And there's a vote of the Friedrich Belzerov, the Maria de Bisokadov, Shtotzu Gavaldi Medrash for this. The Medrash says, Vayetze Kain Medifni Hashem, says the Medrash in Parshas Bereishis, the Od Marishan bumped into Kayan and he said, Ma nasa bedincha? What was your din? So he says, I see tshuva with this pasharti. So before I should say this pasharti, it did tshuva, but this pasharti, it's like a pshara. It's mayim poishim, it's like lukewarm water. Not hot, not cold. Somewhere in the middle. So what was pshat? So Kayan was saying, I see tshuva with this pasharti, because he killed his brother. He was clearly chorus of Mrs. Bezin. The Marit says, it's chil Hashem as well. So tshuva alone can't help. So tshuva only helped halfway. That's Pshat. See, the tshuva is Pshat. So Biyad, as a medrash, his called the Mishnah, Mitapeh Chaponov, and he said, Mizmer Shilei Mashabbos. He was saying, Mizmer Shilei Mashabbos will help you, then not only do you get the tshuva, which is toiler, and then one will eat Chas V'Shol Misurim or Misa, even if it's Altsa Misa Bezin, Altchil Hashem, Pesa Misa, but Shabbos is going with the Kapora. So it's a Gewaldige Matona of Shabbos, through Shmiris of Shabbos, it works. So even a Chet Chomo, like a Voidah Zora, with tshuva can be goyim and mechile gemura. So what's the bio that Shabbos has this koyach? So first I wanted to explain this al derech pilpul, and then there's a bio of Reb Chaim Kaufman al derech drush. The bio derech pilpul is the Sifri Drush talk about it. I saw it in I'm going to be Yosef Engel and bring it together with there's a chidah about it as well. The Mefarshim ask the kasha, how does tshuva work? There's a klal of dichui. And the Gemara in Sukkah discusses two types of dichui. I'll just say the case. The case is, we know in Abba Midim there's a hadas, and it's, the Mishnah says that the hadas has more berries than leaves, anovav, merubim, me'alov, it's possible. So the Gemara says, when are these berries possible? If they're black, the ashko, they're black. If they're green, says the Gemara, mina the hadasu, it's part of the hadas, doesn't pass all the hadas. Says the Gemara, if somebody's, the Mishnah says, ovav, miyaton, person who mad the anovin beyond, if he shouldn't do it, but if he did, it's kosher. He's machshir the hadas. Says the Gemara, what do you need to be mad? We just said only when the berries are black. Says the Gemara, when were these berries black? If they were black from erev yom tov, and it says that it's kosher on yom tov. You see, a klal, there's no dichoy in mitzvahs, because even though it was black when yom tov came in, it was already black. So it was nidcha meikara. The hadas was possible, was ois, because it had black berries and had more berries than leaves when the Yom Tov came in. So you see a klal, if you tell me that if ovar miyaton, if somebody took off these berries and was machshir this hadas, you see a klal that ein dichoy b'mitzvahs. It says the Gemara, there's a higher and more chomodika level of dichoy, which the Gemara isn't so prepared to accept, which is if it's nira v'nidcha v'choyze v'nira. In other words, if when Yom Tov came in, the berries were green, so there were more berries than these, but the berries didn't pass all the hadas, it was nearer the mitzvah, and then through Meshach Yom Tov, they turned black, so on Yom Tov they became nidcha, on Yom Tov became nifsal, and then he's over Mamat, beyond the black berries, then, says the Gemara, that is called nidcha, was pushed away, nearer, the nidcha, the choyz of nira, that's a more chomodika type of dichoy. So the Gemara doesn't want to accept that that should be kosher l'mitzvah. So the Gemara makes a distinction between dochui meikara, if something was, for example, the berries were black and Yom Tov came in. It was never nearer the mitzvah, so it was never pushed away as such, because it was never roi the mitzvah. The berries were always black. When Yom Tov came in, the Zman mitzvah started. They were dochui meikara. They had no shaykhs to the mitzvah. That's a lower level of dichui. A higher level of dichui is if when Yom Tov came in, the berries were green, which was saying it doesn't pass all the hadas, so it was roi the mitzvah, his mamet was nira, and then the Meshach Yom Tov, it turned black, it was nidcha, and then he goes, and he's mamat the berries, that's choyz of nira. Says the Gemara, that's a much more chomodika level of dichui. So it asks the chidor and others for him, how does tshuva work? A likim also asks Adam Yosho. When a person's born, he's created, He's nearer the Avodas Hashem. And when he does an Aveya, especially if we're talking about Chatoim Chamurim, like Avodah Zorah or Adam called Kayan, he's Nidcha. So what's right? He's Choyze V'Nira. How does Tshuva work? He should be Choyze V'Nira. It's a Kasha that Sifri Drush asked. So it says, I'm going to be able to find, well, that's Taka Chiddush in Shabbos. It says, Shabbos is a klal. We find, Ponim Chadoshes Bo Lekan. We find, even by Sheva Brochus is a, there's a halacha, we need ponim chadoshes, and Mechaba brings a Shabbos, Mizmah Shilei Meshabbos, Toysis brings, Mizmah Shilei Meshabbos, it's a Yischadshes, and there's a ponim chadoshes. He says, if there's a ponim chadoshes, then by the hadas, it's the same hadas, which was nira, nidcha, v'choyza v'dira. But this hadas had a dichoy. He says, Odom, alidei shmir Shabbos, ponim chadoshes bo'olakan, it's a new bria. This bria was never nidcha. It's a new bria, and that's how tshuva works. That's the word of Agon Yosef Engel. That's how Shabbos works with the tshuva, even al tzemechila against chatoim chamurim, where there's a dichoy of Mrs. Bezin uchil Hashem. I just wanted to add, there's another deal from I'm going to find Kaufman to tell in this idiom. He brings an interesting deal from the Sefer Truma Sakri. The Sefer Truma Sakri is more the Loshon Chazal is a filo oivel of the zorik kedori enosh moich din loy. And the emphasis he brings from the Rambam, Chazal want to bring out the worst. And most chomodik of Avodah Zorah, why are you picking Dorei Enosh? The Rambam writes that we may enosh, I'll read the Russian Rambam, we may enosh tol b'nei odom tos godoy. They made a big mistake. They decided, where did the galaxies, where did the stars, the sun, the moon, where did they all come from? Elokim borok v'chovim eilu v'galgalim, lehani goylom, v'nosnam b'morim, he placed them up above in heaven, v'cholak lehem kovoyt, he gave them covered, v'hem shamoshim, they're like servants, ministers of the king. If so, ru'oyim heim l'shabchom, u'l'faron, v'lachlok lehem kovoyt, v'zeh rotzen okil borokhu, l'gadel u'l'chabed mishigidloy v'kibdoy. If the melech is megadol, and he's mechabed, he honors the minister, so it makes sense to be mechabed that minister. And that's that's why they started being makriv to karbonis, to the kechovim, and mazolos. And that's how kechovim mazolos started. So the aveira of Deir Enosh, says the Rambam, wasn't a prost avoid the Zora. It was a subtle mistake. They wanted to be mechabed the Rebbe Yishtoylem, and they thought that the Rebbe Yishtoylem was mechabed these ministers, so by us being mechabed them, the kechovim and mazolos, we're almost being mechabed the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so it's a subtle mistake. So when Chazal bring the moshul of Shabbos working for Mechila, for Avoy Dezora, why do they pick Kedoy Enosh Moichlinoi? Doy Enosh is a more, is less of a chet chomo l'chaya. And you see that, by the way, in the Beis Yosef, the beginning of Resh Mem Beis, in the Prisha, it's Mavur, they learn that the Avera of Doy Enosh is much easier, and that's why Mechila's Avoynus works. They have a different mahalach than the Taz. They seem to learn if something's over the void of Zora, Gemura, and then Shoyim Shabbos could be it's more chomo, and Shabbos might not work in the same way. Al Kaponim, the Truma Decree is brings this Rambam, and Reb Chaim explains what the Truma Decree is saying here is, that on one hand, when a person is doing Avoid Zora Chamura, it's much more chomo. But on the other hand, when the person is making a mistake, and his thinking is warped, and he wants to be Masig Rotzen Hashem, and by being Masig Rotzen, he's Masig Rotzen Hashem in the oifen of serving Kechom Mazolos, he says it's more chomo. Because when a person goes Ovid Avoid Zora, the chances are, I'll get back to his senses, and I'll be Shav B'tshuva Shleima. He says when somebody comes with that from a cheshbon, that will be over Kechavim Mazolos. This was Doyen, it will be over Kechavim Mazolos. Without doing a mitzvah, we'll be Masig Rotzen Hashem. Hashem's Mechabed them, so we'll be Mechabed them. That's much more serious. So says Reb Chaim, that's the diuk, which brings from the Trumas Sakri of Chazal. Afilo over the Voidazor, Kedori Enosh, Moich Lenoi. That even if somebody's over the Voidazor, Kedori Enosh, in other words, makes a subtle mistake in his thinking, Moich Lenoi through Shabbos, he'll have a Mechile Gemura. And Reb Chaim goes on to explain this with the Gemara and Shabbos. How does it work that Shabbos can correct thinking, which one thinks, one's Masig Rotzen Hashem, and Shabbos helps a person reflect and come to his senses that it's a mistake. So he brings the Gemara says, in Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Shabbos, HaPiseya HaPsiya Gasa, Noiteles Aleph Mitof Kuf Memo'oy Einov Shel Odom. Somebody runs, he steps a big step, he takes away a 500th of the Mo'oy Einayim of a person. Says Gemara Malta Kante, what's the Eitzah if he loses some of the light of his eyes? Says the Gemara Lehadre B'Kedusha Devei Shimsha. So the different Pshatim, what's Pshat Kedusha Devei Shimsha? Rashi learns that if he drinks from the Kiddush, then it returns his Mo'ir Yinayim. The Remor and Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud, he learns that B'Shas Kiddush, one should look at the Neiris. One should look at the Neiris, and the Zeremes, the two Neiris of Shabbos, is B'Gemachia Tov Kuf. Neiris 250, I can't remember who says it. But the two Neiris together make Tov Kuf. So that returns the 500th of the Mo'ir Yinayim that was taken away from a person. The Miri explains that when a person runs, his re'ir is nechlash. So when Shabbos comes, which is a yom menucha, says the Miri, he's choyze lekoychoy, memela, his re'ir will strengthen itself. Reb Chaim explained that this is really the avoid of Shabbos. A person has a time where he's not being rots, he's not running, he's got a zman menucha. So that's a time where it's a yom menucha, he's choyze lekoychoy, memela, he can rethink whether his cheshbonos are ois gehalten, and that's why even though over the void zorah kedoy enosh, moichin loy can get the mechidas avoynus. The Emes says the brisker of which explains the Matona of Shabbos. Others say it as well, but he brings it, and he oimed on the Hagodah Shal Pesach in the Dayenu. We say Ilu Hechilonu Esamon Veloy Nosalon Es Shabbos Dayenu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, but just to give us the Mon, not to give us Shabbos Dayenu, would be enough of a reason to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mufashim explain. And if a Kodesh Baruch Hu just give us Shabbos, we could do like Yevonu Fina Sinai, Fina Sinai Nosan Satoya Dayenu. So the Biskei Rav asks, why is the Baal HaGadol Mishana the Seder HaDvarim? Shabbos, the Gemara says, B'morin Nitztavu. The Mechilta learns, Shom Som Leichoyka Mishpat, that they were already Nitztavu in Mora of Shabbos. Mom says, was already later. So, why does it say, Ilechilona Samon, the Loinos Non to Shabbos? At first it was Mon, and then it was Shabbos. It says also, why are we talking just about Shabbos more than other mitzvahs? So the Biskei Rav says, in Shabbos, there are two chalokim. There's the Hilchus Shabbos, the mitzvahs of Shabbos, Shmiras Shabbos, and that was Bemoran and Tzitavim. That's where Shom, Som, Lechoyk, and Mishpat, they got the mitzvahs in the Inyoni Shabbos. He says, there was a new Chiddush, and this was Taka only after they got them on, which in the Parashah Samon, which we mentioned, it says, the Pasuk, Re'u, Nosam Lechem, Ki Hashem Nosam Lechem HaShabbos. The Parashah Samon was in Chiddush, a new dimension to Shabbos, that there's a Matonah of Shabbos. So the Gedah Matonah of Shabbos, I'm just tying here together, there's a Nesivat Sholem and a Shem Pinkas, they both talk about the same Inyan, but we started in Kama Kaddish, we say there's Yom HaShvi, and there's Shabbos. What are the two B'chinas? So in Kiddush alone, we mention Shabbos is Zeichel L'Masev Reishis, it's Koran L'Masev Reishis, but by keeping Shabbos, it's a zecher for the sheishes mebereishes of Kadosh Baruch Hu was noch memelachtoi. We're showing that we're edim that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, mashkiach the world, and the mechadosh noilam. That's zecher maaseh bereishes, and there's also zecher leitzias mitzrayim. So as Rishon Shapinkas, see the Shomas explain, that's a luchas rishonis and luchas shnei. It's a luchas rishonis. We talk about Shabbos being zecher sheishes sobimos Hashem, and in luchas shnei we talk about that Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim came out of Mitzrayim. So Rav Shimshon Pinkas brings a very interesting thing. He brings it, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and there's Choluk, the Yom HaShvi, the Bechin of Yom HaShvi, and the Bechin of Shabbos. He says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that the Tarnasrokas, the Roshim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samechei, was talking to Rebbe Akiva about Shabbos. And Rebbe Akiva was telling him, you see, that there's a Koyach of Shabbos, of Chiddush HaOlam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, no Sambati on Yechiach. There is Sambatyon Yechiach. We know as a Zemba in Shabbos Kodesh, we talk about Sambatyon, it throws its stones and rests on Shabbos. And it says, Kibir Rishon Yechiach. It said, Tarnasrokas, your father's keva, it's Mala Oshon the whole week, Rishonah and Gehenna the whole week, and on Shabbos it stops. So we see interesting things, says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, as Shabbos affects the whole Bria. So in a way, we talk about the Matonah of Shabbos being a special Matonah, and we talk about Shabbos being zeicher le Shabbos of Shabbos Bereishis of Sheishes Bereishis, we find that the two bechinas. So he wants to bring out. He's got a mamma here which brings out the ged of the Yom HaShvi is Sheishes Bereishis Yom HaShvi. That's something which affects the whole bria. You see now Sambatyon Yechiach, the Nasan Batyon rests on Shabbos. We see that the Kivri Rishoyim, even the Rishoyim Gemurim in Gehenim, they're not in Gehenim on Shabbos. You see Shabbos embraces the whole bria. Lav dafke klal Yisrael of Azoyvayt. He says, that's Yom HaShvi. He says, Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos, he says, is a Matona Toiva, which Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. It's a Matona Toiva, which only Klal Yisrael had. That's a Bris Ahava, he says. That's what he says, Shom Nei Yisrael, Shabbos. That's a Shabbos, it's a Bris. It's Oisi Bein Yvein Bnei Yisrael. So he says, those are the two Bechinas. See, the Shom says a bit differently. He says, interesting that on Friday night in Meichulu, we only mention Yom HaShvi. And on Shabbos, we talk about, on Shachris, we talk about more Matona of Shabbos. And there we say Veloy Nesatoy. There, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it to the Goyim. That's that. The Bechin of Shabbos advises the Bris between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. I just want to finish with the terms. This Matana is a Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Ladas Keni Hashem Mekadishchem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says Matana Toy VeYeshli BeBeis Gnozai VeShabbos Shmo Alech VeYidiyom. Go and tell Klal Yisrael this Matana Toy Ve that we've got. Just Saul brought the somebody called Rabbi Yisrael Yakubovich. He brings a yard of dvash The Yaris Dvash brings out that all Mefarshim talk differently about Matan Tova, how it works. We've spoken a bit about how it helps for Mechilas Avoinus, Matan Tova Shabbos. In the Pasuk, the Gemara Dashan Zois, that there's a Matan Tova, the Pasuk talks about the Das Keni Shem Kadishcha. So that's definitely one beginner of the Matan Tova of Shabbos, that's Mekadish Klal Yisrael, and gives an opportunity to draw close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even regardless of where they were at. But through Tshuva and Shabbos, Shabbos Messiah, as we started off. But he brings from the Yaris Dvash, the Loshen is, Ki Ike HaMatona Shal Shabbos, Sha Shabbos Megila Aleinu Me'akum U'Mishibet Malchis. So he brings the Gemara on Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, that when Klal Yisrael weren't showing Shabbos Kuroi, Vayovay Amolik. He says the Hagona, the protection from Umas Ha'olam, happens through Shabbos. And with that he teaches the Zemeh, this is the Rabbi Yisrael Yakubovich teaches the Zemeh, in Yom Shabbos Kodeshu, Korol Moshe Matana Bebeis Gnoza Yitzmuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe for the Matana Bebeis Gnoza Yitzmuna. This is the Zemeh. Lecho Yoaso Vekachoi. So it's Roy for you to take it. No Ola Das Mimona. Continues Nefesh Kidei Anocha Bo Shabbos Bo Menucha. So he says Nefesh Kidei Anocha. Where do you find the Loshon Anocha? He says Anocha comes from Megillas Eicha. The Pasuk says Perek Aleph Pasuk Chav Aleph Shomu Kidei Anocha Oni Ein Menachem Li. He says the Anocha symbolizes the redifus the Umas Olam have against Klal Yisrael. And on that, we say through the Matan of Toiv, Bo Shabbos, Bo Menucha. That through the Matan of Shabbos, there's a Hagona to Klal Yisrael. I just want to conclude. We can explain it right to with it. We've spoken a bit about the Oifen of Tshuva on Shabbos. And I once heard an interesting thing that Shabbos is a big ma'achid. We find also the meaning of Shalom. Shabbos Shalom HaMavoyach. By Hashkiveinu, the whole week we say Baruch Shem Shoyim HaMei Yisrael Lo'ad. And here we say HaPoy Sukkas Shalom. The meaning of Shalom and Shabbos are connected. And the one bring from Zohar Kodesh, Shabbos and Shalom are connected. I once heard that in all the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, there are lots of neschoyos in Klal Yisrael. I think I heard that the only bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, which all Klal Yisrael, Svadim, the Rav, whoever it is, they all have the same nusach is Hashiveinu. Because Hashiveinu vino Sori Secho in Shoyrish, Klal Yisrael are one. And that's the Yisoid of Shabbos. Sasemis brings a Shabbos, Hakol Shov de Mekoyoi. The Koyach of Shabbos is a Ma'achid, because that's where everyone becomes one. I just wanted to mention, to finish off, I saw a Chiddush, it's Negev, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, told Yaakov Yosef, he says, Poskim Chukoyse says, Nesati Sholem Ba'aretzchem, Nofloi Veichem Nefneichem Lechorev. He teaches that when it's Sholem in Klal Yisrael, and nofloi veichem lifneichem lechorev. Then the oivim will be noifel lifneichem tachteichem. That's how he touches the pasuk. He says, cherev and chover are the same oisius. Through the chibur in Klal Yisrael, says the old Yaakov Yosef, through. So now, chaverim will be nits from the cherev. So, Bezer Shemesh Bezoich, all the scholars and brachos of Shabbos, Shabbos Shalom and Voyach, Lom Lechol Yisrael, Omi. Amen.